The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. And you.
Hello.
And me. And all the friends and all the fiends stuck in between.
What are they doing in between?
They're living their best life.
I don't know.
Oopsies.
They need to pick a side.
Yeah, I hope they are.
Yeah. Do you hope so?
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, don't we all?
No. I not think they need to pick a side. Not they need to either be in or between. Not in and between.
Yeah, figure it out, goddamn it.
Or a friend or a fiend.
Right.
But I mean, fiends are friends, kind of, sometimes. Yes.
Depends on the fiend.
Yes.
I mean, but we're fiends.
But we're fiending for friendship.
We're literally fiends for friendship.
That sounds corny. I don't want to be associated with that.
Too late, buddy. Here you are. So anyways, that looked like it hurt.
When I fell from heaven. I can't pay attention
to this. So anyways, here we are with another episode. Back again, tell a friend, friend, a friend. And, you know, it's been an interesting year so far, I would say. I do remember at the beginning of the year, there was like all this talk about, especially after Cat Williams did this whole thing, like, it's going to be the year of truth. Okay. The year of truth telling. And there's been a lot of really interesting things coming out on the internet. We're just barely in first quarter.
What do you mean?
We're almost at the end of quarter.
Halfway through March.
We're at the end of first quarter.
Time is accelerating at a scary pace. We're all going to die soon. The sun death is coming.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Oh?
Ugh.
I mean, things are definitely happening at an interesting pace. Just a lot of really strange things. Strange and interesting things.
What you mean? You said that like 5 times, but you haven't explained what you mean. What interesting things are happening?
She's trying to prophesize.
What are these truths?
What are these truths
that you heard?
Sooth, other than the Cat Williams say thing? Them, soother.
Wow.
You said they were interested.
You said it. What are they?
I was just talking in general, first of all.
And then this became an episode of The Truth with Space Boy Dandy.
Definitely not that, but there have
been... The truth is out there.
I don't know. There's just been some weirdo things happening, in my opinion. One of those things recently is definitely whatever's going on with Ryan Garcia, a fighter. He, over the last like couple of weeks, has been online saying some very interesting things in regards to these elites. You know, there's always this they. The big fucking they.
Uh-oh, is he talking about the shadow cabals?
You talking about Bohemian Grove?
He's talking about the Bohemian Grove. He's talking about the people who be doing the things. And, you know, how they were doing things to the children's. And they made him watch and he wasn't into it. And then, like, all of a sudden, there was this weird post on his Instagram page. I think I took a screenshot of it. Very strange. Like, it's giving... You don't know if it's like a manic episode type of deal or if this is actually someone who is trying to get some sort of message across. Like, it's very weird.
You sure he ain't schizophrenic?
I'm not. That's what I just said. Like, so there was a page or a post from about 5 days ago. And it literally says, like, this was posted to his Instagram. We got him, boys. Ryan Garcia, RIP, bitch. We told you we were coming. Ha, 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 ba, ba. Like, it's, like, all kind of jumbled together. And then there's, like, all these random letters put together. XD, SNA, ZD. Like, just random shit. And the caption of it says the death of Ryan Garcia. Bill Haney was right on that one. Ba ba abanaba wapa.
Abanabadabadoo.
No, really. Ah, Baphomet, Baphomet. This is why you don't mess with us at the top, bitch ass, bitch ass. And so it's giving. Could this be an episode? Right? Like, I don't know. I don't know. But there's also, like, he's not the only person who has made, like, these sort of claims. So even if he was having an episode, I think that there is validity to, like, take a pause and be like, what could be happening behind closed doors? Because, again, it's not just him that said stuff like this. And a lot of people who do say stuff like this do end up getting labeled as crazy or whatever the case may be. But we're not... in the positions that they're in, we're not privy to the places that they are. So I don't know what these people have seen. I don't know what could possibly be going on. There's also, but, you know, I just wish him the best, honestly, because then he also had another video that, like, then came out and it was just very strange. And he's very, very obviously just reading off of something, saying how he's not going to speak on any other topics going forward that don't have to do with his fight coming up or boxing or sports or whatever the case. And it's just fucking, it's giving bad vibes. Like, I don't understand what's happening. But then also, I don't know if you guys have heard, there's this documentary coming out on HBO called Quiet on Set, and this is supposed to be different people who grew up, you know, child stars who grew up, like, I guess, in the Nickelodeon sphere or whatever, and their experiences with, because it kind of started a few years ago with Jeanette McCurdy coming out and her little, and not her little book, like, but her book.
Who the fuck is that?
She was on iCarly.
Oh, okay.
The one about I'm glad my mom is dead.
Yes. I'm glad my mom is dead, because basically her mom fucking put her in this position to be groomed and, like, exploited by fucking creeps. All for the name, in the name of, you know, getting fame and being on TV or whatever the fuck. So started a few years ago with that. And then just slowly there's been other child stars coming out about things. There is Alyssa Stone. I think she last year, she had a little series. It was a small limited series, but it was a podcast, and it was called Dear Hollywood. And she talked about what she called the toddler to train wreck pipeline that happens with these child stars. But anyway, so this documentary coming out called Quiet on Set is supposed to like delve even more into that, and it's going to be coming out soon. And Drake Bell apparently is the main, well, I don't want to say he's the main, but he is a big part of that, the conversation that they're going to be having with this documentary, because he directly was someone diddled.
He got butt poked?
I don't know what type of poked he got, but he was diddled as a child.
I have a question.
And to keep, like, apparently, and I don't know this from the from this show, but this is what people were saying in the comments, that this happened to him back from the Amanda show, and a part of keeping him quiet was Drake and Josh. I don't know. I'm interested to hear what he has to say. How much money did he get
from Drake and Josh, though?
Probably
like,
a lot. I mean, Drake and Josh was a big fucking show, bro.
He's going to pay me to suck my dick?
I have a question.
Yes.
Drake from Drake and Josh, didn't he, wasn't he accused of also talking to underage girls not too long ago?
I do believe that that is the case, yes.
Yeah, it's the cycle of victimhood.
So tragic.
Yeah.
And that is like a nuanced conversation to have. You know, like, people who were victimized end up victimizing other people. Like, hurt people hurt people.
I don't like it, and here's why. Because those people, those little kids that were victimized and knew how terrible it was, and this bitch hates her mom and is glad she's dead for what happened, why would you then go back and do that to another kid if you know how bad it is?
Well, I don't know with Drake Bell that what exactly the things were with him. Like, I mean, was he talking to little kids?
He was talking to 15, maybe 13 to 16 year old girls, and he was in his 30s. This happened not very long ago. He was just caught talking mm-hmm. to underage girls, so he needs to be a part of the goddamn lawsuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Making him the poster boy. Like, pick somebody else. I feel like, that's not the right guy.
Nah, see, that's wrong person. That's wrong
what
person
the
put.
Fuck are you doing?
But again, I think that it is an interesting choice, because it then opens up again this conversation of like, is this shit like, does it become a cycle? Does it become a perpetualized thing? But like, oh, this happened. And I mean, at the end of the day, when you're an adult, you need to take responsibility for your actions. Like, I understand that whatever may have happened to you was terrible. So like, I've had things happen to me that, you know, have definitely affected me, but I've had to make a decision that I'm not going to allow that to determine what I do, you know, or how I like go forward. So, you know, there's definitely also that layer of like, you can't be a victim forever and use that as an excuse for your actions. However, I try to have understanding for people who may genuinely have just made mistakes based off of a lack of, I guess, self-awareness or a lack of, but there's only a limit to that. There's a limit to it.
You know what I mean? You gotta have morals and values, and you can't be letting that shit. You can't be, I mean, it's terrible what happened to you, but then don't do that to another. Why do that to another being? That doesn't make sense. You don't get a fucking excuse.
Well, I think that the problem is that people don't realize that what they're doing is wrong.
Bro,
sometimes
take your ass to a fucking therapist and get somebody to talk that trauma out of you, because you're just, you know, that's stupid. But you don't get to do the same thing that somebody did to you just because it happened to you and make somebody else's life.
Well,
shit.
I agree. And they have money.
Yeah, nah.
I agree.
Because it's not like you a jit doing it, even though it's still wrong. Right. It's not like you a jit who did it to another jit because it happened to you. You a whole fucking adult. Get off that shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, after a certain point, you do need to like have a level of self-awareness and take responsibility for whatever actions you're taking. But I do also understand, like, you know, it's not a simple issue per se when it comes to that. But Anyway, so that's what I was just talking about. Like, you know, there's a lot of exposés. And I'm interested to see, like, where it keeps going from here. I don't know if y'all heard about this also. I'm just throwing it out here. We'll see what happens. I hope I'm wrong. But in April, we may or may not have a shutdown. May or may not.
What kind of shutdown?
Digital.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
What kind of digital shutdown?
Well,
like,
see,
the moon coming down?
Digital, like, they're, like, there's no you internet who? Internet what?
From the sun? Is it the sun going to kill us?
Well, there is an eclipse coming, for sure. But I don't think that's going to be the cause. I think that they're going to say that is that's a cause, some sort of solar flare, whatever. But I also think that, I don't know if y'all remember this, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there was the random thing with those, with the cell phones. A bunch of people's cell phones went out.
Stopped working, yep.
For just AT&T. Stopped working. Yeah. Again, I mean, that could have also been, I am wearing my tinfoil hat right now. Yes, I am. It could have been an attack.
I'm so tired of y'all niggas.
I don't know.
Kind of makes sense.
But it also could have been a prep for just to see how we're going to act in April when they do it for realsies.
So why do you think April's the time? What's made you think April is it?
Specifically because I think it's close to when the COVID stuff really started happening, but not quite at the same timeline, because that was really a March thing of 2020. And then also that is when we are supposed to have that eclipse coming. There's eclipse that is going to be passing through America in this like kind of diagonal fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, but what I hope is that I'm just sitting here silly in my tinfoil hat. But, time will tell.
Where did you hear this? Supposedly,
time will tell.
Where did you hear this information from? Where did you see this information?
Time will tell.
That's my question. Where did you see this information?
Yeah, will time tell?
Where did you see this supposed?
I need the lab data.
April is going to be an internet shutdown, a digital shutdown.
I didn't say that was certain information. No, I said these are my random speculations.
Yes, you did. You're not going to backtrack now. You said... No, where'd you get this information from? Where'd you get this? Tell me.
We need the lab data.
I got this information from my brain.
Foolishness. Pure foolishness.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Have I seen things that have propagated this also to me?
She's being propositioned.
Perhaps. But, like, because there was that movie, which I still haven't watched. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and watch that shit. I will watch it.
You're basing...
Do it.
You're basing this off of a movie you haven't
watched?
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about that fucking Obama movie? That fucking Obama-produced movie?
One with the Teslas go crazy?
Is that shit. Listen, I'm off. I love a good conspiracy theory. But at a certain point, shit is just too goofy, bro.
Okay, and then, listen, I hope I'm wrong. We all hope I'm wrong.
But.
Okay.
I really don't give a shit.
Was there another?
I can go without the internet.
I can go without it too, but I feel like it's just going to cause chaos.
Is the power going to go out or just the internet?
That's an excellent question. I think that some people, the power might go out. I don't think it'll be a cross the board thing.
Well, hopefully it'll be like the phone thing that happened the other week.
Right, only some people.
And yeah, only the broke bitches with terrible service lose their power.
I was all on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, I was good too.
No, off the fucking Instagram went down, but that's because fucking Meta's trash, so Facebook and Instagram fucked up.
That's fine. Everything's fine.
What you mean? Yeah, of course. It's happens always.
Yeah.
Imagine or being able to go camping really good now, coming up soon in April.
I'm already prepared.
I mean, and then are you guys ready for the election? Alleged election? I think it's an alleged election because I don't think
the rematch of the century.
I don't think our fucking votes matter.
A rematch of the century-year-old fucking men.
Mm-hmm.
God. Literally. Why can't we pick other people?
You don't get to pick. There is no picking. What are you talking
about? Just
the about?
Illusion of.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Literally okay. Nobody wants either of these people.
So do you guys have a prediction, though?
I don't
Trump
give
gonna
a,
take it.
I don't give a shit about either one.
No, it's not if you give a shit. I think. Do you have a prediction?
I'm going out to the woods after anyway.
Okay, but where is your prediction?
I don't have a prediction. I haven't been watching what was going on. I really don't.
You think either way? I
prefer not to put my energy into it.
Fair.
Or to thinking about it. Because it's stupid.
I respect that.
Because it doesn't matter who the president is. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
They're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Yeah.
Some of us are. A lot of us are just fucking stupid. They're going to do whatever the motherfuckers tell us to do.
That's true, too.
But you probably not listening to this show. Mm-mm. So.
No, there's some sheeple out there.
There are probably some sheep motherfuckers listening
there's
to this
some
show.
Sheeple out
you
there.
Probably getting ready to fucking snitch. You probably got an interesting looking nose.
Wouldn't that be crazy if someone listened to our show for the sheer purpose of like trying to snitch?
Hint. I wouldn't be surprised.
Someone's just like fucking logging our shit. Just like a pile of fucking.
If they're not, I'd be insulted. God
right?
Damn it.
They right? Better we be are not doing well show. Enough.
If I'm not, if my shit's not, if our shit's not being logged, we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. We need to amp it up.
They're going to have some shit to come after today because I'm going to war. And Baylor's going to war with the government.
Mm. Uh-oh.
I'm going to war.
Heard it here first, folks.
I'm going to make these people's lives a living hell. I'm not going to hurt anybody. Just emotionally. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Speaking of emotionally hurt. Apparently, I've never seen this show. I've only seen this show in like clips.
Okay.
It's that fucking dumbass. And it's honestly, not even clips. It's clips. The only reason I know about it is because you keep fucking bringing it up.
Who,
that
me?
Damn Love is Blind show.
Oh, yes.
So apparently.
Oh, yes.
Some females are just now realizing that men also have something that's the equivalent of the friend zone. It's the fuck zone. That's for those females that you never have a chance to ever be in a relationship with me. You just did it to be fucked. And that's it.
I'm gonna bone you down.
So there's some girls that you keep just to get, you know, get your meat sucked. There's some that you keep to do the nasty shit to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can be real good friends, real cool. You can be my nigga, but you're not gonna be my lady. It's not happening.
Right?
It's not happening.
Too many times, seen some slop on her chin.
It's not gonna happen.
And that's wild because
oh, but you can friend zone niggas, and that's not wild.
No,
preach,
I don't think
King,
that, I don't think that that's a equal. I don't think that's an equal comparison because when you friend zone a guy, first of all,
it's more disrespectful in all honesty to be friend zoned.
Is it though?
Yeah,
I don't.
I
think
mean,
it
it's more
is.
Disrespectful for you as a man because you haven't caught on to the fact that she don't fuck with you.
Yeah, I was gonna say because like,
but that's just your goofy ass fault if you don't catch on that like. You're not it. Like, that's not her fault.
Excuse me. Wouldn't it also be that bitch's fault that she's just coming to get dick down and realizes it's not going to be, doesn't realize it's
there
not going to be a relationship?
There you go.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
And yet she walked into the trap and.
Yes, please explain. Please explain how is it not the same?
It's not the same.
How?
Because it's just not like okay.
He confused whatever conversations and their bond as like a intimate thing, and you confused the fact that you know you was getting poked.
No, because here's the thing. I feel like if you and this is, I can't. I'm not. This isn't 100% right. Like this is just generalization. But when you friend zone a guy, it's because yes, he's nice to you. Yes, you know, you guys get along, but there's never been that outward, like, oh, I'm into you. I want to be with you. Usually those guys don't actually express that. So then they just end up getting filed in friend zone. Like, okay, like he must not really be into me, whatever. Now, yes, of course, there are those instances where you do know he's into you and you just simply are not into him in that same way. And you continue being friends, which that's a different thing. I'm not talking about that thing. I'm talking about the first thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So usually it's that, like, you don't necessarily know that. And, you know, so just you whatever. But more than likely, if that guy that was in the friend zone tried to be out of the friend zone, I think he has a 45% chance.
You couldn't even say that with a straight nothing.
You immediately started laughing.
He's like, got like a 45.
Yeah, like a maybe like a 5% chance at
if.
That.
And if maybe he hits the lottery.
No, I didn't mean to laugh. I was
okay. Gets a dick extension.
Yeah, she continues to laugh more.
No.
Can he keep straight face with it?
Mm. Where are you pulling these numbers from?
No, I'm serious. I'm being serious. Okay. He has at least a 40 to 45% chance of probably like getting out of there. But, and also there's no skin in the game here. Being a decent person to someone, being a friend to someone, honestly, is the first step of like even dating them. Like if you can't be a friend, then, you know, what are we talking about? But on the other side, you're talking about men are just like, oh, I only see her as something to bang, but I could never be in a relationship with this person. I only want to have sexual relations, not real relations.
And maybe he knocks her up.
And that's terrible for everybody.
And then they fall in love.
Oh my God. So when I was donating plasma or whatever, this guy was sitting next to me one day, and the girl up there that works was talking, and he was saying how he's got a lesbian friend who's like been acting like a boy since they were 12, but has been friends with her. And then he was having sex with her and he got her pregnant.
Oops. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
So and how does all that work out?
He was talking about how he just had a baby. Like he was telling the lady that works there, he's like, well, I just had a baby. And then he was talking about how he didn't know about it and stuff. So he had to break down the story. And apparently he was banging out his female friend that's been transitioning it. I don't know if they were transitioning into a boy, but has been acting like a dude since high school.
And he was just plugging it in.
Well, he said that she used to like him in like in elementary school. Like she's liked him since they were 8. He friend zoned her for a long time, and then just decided to have sex with her, I guess, when they got older. And she got pregnant, and then
you look like a dude now. You want to fuck?
She got pregnant, and then didn't tell him about the baby until it came out because the baby had some type of complications or some shit, some type of heart complications.
Oh no!
So that's when the lesbian told him that it was his baby.
Damn,
that's devastating.
God, damn, bruh. That's some shit there, boy.
I hear some of the craziest shit up there.
Wow.
Friend zoning is just as bad.
Friend zoning, I think, is not just as bad. I think fuck zoning is worse.
I don't know about the 45% number that you pulled out about dudes having a chance.
That is the worst number.
Because you laid out a very specific friend zone thing. There's the friends that you like. You see yourself with it, you know, that has a chance if they said something like you said. Mm-hmm. And then there's the majority of them, like 80% of them, who are either ugly or creepy, or they got stink breath.
Wait, you wouldn't be friends with them if they were ugly and creepy.
Yeah, you might be. Maybe they pay for things. Maybe they take you out. Maybe they compliment you. Maybe you like the attention you get from it, but you're never going to fucking date this guy ever.
You think we don't know game?
You're
going to
come over and fucking smoke up all the goddamn weed and hang out with them.
I don't think that you could. Just someone who's blatantly ugly and creepy?
Nah, I've seen too many chicks with them. Look, come on now. You see it every damn day. Especially nowadays with this shit, all the ugly ass niggas with these chicks.
Some chicks just need to eat. Yeah. Sometimes you got to get a meal.
Sometimes they're just trying to get, that McDouble.
But you know you're never, ever, ever going to get with this motherfucker. Not ever. And you were just using this. You're using this person
okay,
for
but
attention.
At least he doesn't have to, like, I feel like, you know.
Nobody's being forced to have sex.
No. Well, people get coerced.
A lot of those chicks know that they're
because they were a horse. And, you know.
They are the horse.
You know, there's only one way to deal with that, so. Take the glue factory.
Nobody's being coerced. Like, y'all have literally, made, once again, y'all are confusing it. Now, again, it's the, y'all are confusing the sex as him actually wanting to be in that a romantic relationship with you.
Yeah, just because
that's usually how
sex.
Girls take it, though. Like, because why would you, like...
Because dudes compartmentalize shit differently.
Well, yes, I understand that, but I'm just saying, like...
Because it feels, sex feels good, and he wants to have it. Or what? What do you mean, why? What?
Okay, so again, so... No, but I'm saying, so fuck zoning somebody versus friend zoning them is definitely worse.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
The same way the girl goes out and gets the dinners and whatever she, whatever attention and shit that she wants, the guy gets the attention that he wants, which is sex. And then also, I don't want to be with you because it is never, never, never going to happen. But I'm going to take advantage of what you want that I can get from you.
Because you also, the exact same thing. Because they also enjoy banging it. If not, they wouldn't. Come on now.
Right, they wouldn't be there.
Right.
They were there for a common purpose.
But they might be there thinking that the banging is going to lead to, you know. Like, similar to the guys who get friend zoned. They might be like, oh, me being her friend, she will see that I'm a great guy.
But
yeah,
again,
and
those
just keep running,
never,
they should just
never,
keep on that track.
It's never going to happen. Never gonna happen.
So it's bad. It's bad either way.
It's bad either way.
I think one's worse than the other, but
I think that because some women overvalue their vaginas, thinking that's gonna get them in a relationship when they know that it's not, and the guy will tell them that it's not.
Oof,
that's a problem that is on them. Like, nobody told you to think that.
Damn, I didn't even think
what,
yeah.
What did you, why would you think
well,
that
yeah,
make a relationship happen?
Well, because a lot of people see their parts as transactional, not just like monetarily wise, but just in general, you know, like I do this to get that.
Yeah, the transaction is the equal pleasure though, right? Because you're both doing it, so.
No.
No?
No, I'm saying, in these like in these instances, it would be, I'm doing this because I want to let this person know that I, like, you're trying to get a relationship out of it.
Who's trying to get a relationship out of it?
The girls who are being fuck-zoned.
Okay, but a lot of them are being told that we're not going to be in a relationship.
Are they?
Yes.
No. Like no.
Okay.
Because you guys are lying. A lot of men play games.
Let me say this. Obviously, a lot of times, you do that shit where you're going to be passive aggressive with the shit, and you're not going to directly tell the bitch that you.
That's what I'm saying, because you're not trying to not be able to bang.
You're not trying to fuck up unless you got
multiple. So you're not
going to
just outwardly be like, yeah, no, I only want to fuck you. Like, I mean, yes, there's some girls that might be okay with that, but I think generally.
There are plenty of them. There are plenty of them. And then another thing is the girls will know that they're the side chick, but they'll think they're, like you said, their vagina is going to win the guy over, and he's going to leave his woman for her. Because she thinks she's the better woman. But that's over-evaluation on yourself, woman. You ain't got that whole thing of like
just the delulu of like, oh, anybody who's a side person, which I don't necessarily think that men think this way. I feel like men who are side men are very comfortable in the side position. But there's women who are, you know, side chicks who think that, I don't know what the fuck they think.
Exactly. Exactly.
I really don't. I really don't.
But whatever they think, that's on them. Ain't nobody tell them to think like that, usually. Sometimes they get lied to. I'm not going to act like women don't get lied to about
women
stuff.
Women definitely get lied to.
Definitely a lie.
But at the end of the day, women's intuition, y'all know what the fuck is going on, bro. You guys know what's going on. Y'all don't like to admit it, but you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Some women don't deny they're getting cheated on until the girl comes and try to whoop her ass or something. And then they might still not believe it. They might still act like they don't want to believe it. They might still let a motherfucker lie to her. And they're like, no, baby.
That's like, again, like that, bringing up that TikTok lady again. Like when she was talking about how she was married, she ended up marrying a pathological liar. But like half the time she fucking knew this man was lying. That, you just know this man's lying.
So that story about, I haven't seen the TikTok series, of course, because I don't have 52 hours of my life to waste on it.
Nobody got time for that, bro.
But that story was on the Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne the God was like, oh, well, that sounds like big back behavior. And then all these,
not big back behavior.
He said, but he had not seen the lady or anything. He just heard the story, like reported. It was a reported story, so he just heard the story. But he said that sounds like big back behavior. And then all these bitches and dudes, half dudes, T.H. Madison, whatever, got mad talking about, oh, well, I'm a big back. And he's talking about big backs. No, he was talking about one specific big back woman who he didn't know had a big back. First of all, he didn't call her big back. He said that's big back behavior, what she did. And these people... All these people got upset and had to jump their big back ass into what the fuck was going on.
Speaking of big back,
can we wait? Why? Like, why did we start calling people big backs?
They got big ass backs. What are you talking about?
A fat motherfucker.
Call it like you see it.
And speaking of which, and I'm glad you brought this wild because it does still tie to it. It's also okay. So, and this is somebody. This is why you know women fucking problematic. So Jess, your little buddy Jess Hilarious, right? She a terrible fucking person. Cause I know she on Breakfast Club now since Angela Yee not on there.
Yeah.
So apparently your little favorite comedian on personal wild now, what's his name? Chico Bean, little ball nigga. You know what I'm talking about. So this Just Hilarious was literally dogging on this nigga because he wouldn't cheat on his chick with her.
She was trying
to call him a fuck nigga because he ain't want to do weird. Shit with her.
Yeah, he came on for the interview and she was like, she was giving him attitude and shit.
She was giving him a legit attitude because he ain't want to be involved. Actually, it wasn't him cheating on his girl. It would be him cheating on her.
She had a man at the time.
Yes.
And she was trying to get with Chico and he's like, I'm not going to go out with you. You got a man or whatever. And then she said, I waited a week and acted like I was sad and told him I broke up with my boyfriend and then was like, what's up now? I'm single. Mm-hmm. He's like, you didn't break up with your boyfriend. So he didn't give her the time of day and she got upset about it.
That's fucking weird as hell.
And she already mad about this shit. She's
still trying to play this man. That's weird fucking behavior. What?
Yeah.
No, that's actually fucking weird, bro.
Like this is insane.
They told the story on the radio. They were going back and forth.
They were going back and forth.
Interview. Just crazy. And she's like, yeah, he was just really cool. She's mad and stuff.
Because he had normal morals.
Yeah.
And was like, no, you're with someone. I don't think that I want to engage in that. And she's fucking upset. And not only upset, but like exposing herself for being upset. Like you're exposing the fact that you wanted to cheat on your dude.
Yeah, and she's pregnant right now.
Oh my God.
Oof.
She's literally pregnant with a guy right now on the show arguing about
about this dude who wasn't trying to fuck you.
Right. Because you had a man.
Just hilarious. Ain't shit.
That's sloppy. Wise. Okay. That's sloppy as hell. Hope she does better.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt it. She's waiting for that baby to pop out. She's cheating on her man right now with somebody.
Yeah, man, but I hope you know what you signed up for.
He probably does. He's probably got a camera somewhere. He's watching it.
Oh my gosh, that's a
Superman outfit.
Okay. Anyways,
what you pointing at me for?
They can't see the pointing.
They can't see the pointing, but she's aggressively pointing.
Did you have something you were gonna say?
Oh,
also,
yes. Now, I know some people are like, oh, man, you know about that, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm just going to say it. I have been thoroughly, thoroughly amazed these past 2 days with my discovery of finally figuring out what the fuck List Crawlers was. It's like, I knew Backpage never went the fuck away.
But where did it go?
It went.
It disappeared, it just, and nobody knew.
It's like a...
They changed the name of it. Or it was the competition, bro. There's a million things out there. You know, if there's one website or something, there's 20 of them.
That's what I'm saying.
I guarantee you.
But it's like, it's just insane actually seeing this shit, because it's like, it's just so out in the open. It's like, God damn. It's even wild when you see, like, little bot being like, no police. It's like, what does this mean? Does this, like, keep the police from, like,
It's holy water for the cops.
It's like a vampire ritual to keep the police from coming.
Yeah, you've sprinkled it down. You've said no homo. They can't get you now.
That's weird.
People don't understand what I meant by... Well, y'all niggas should be savvy, but for niggas that ain't savvy, it's basically, you know...
People should be savvy.
List Crawlers is... No, I'm saying for people who may not know what Backpage used to provide.
Okay, and...
List Crawlers is basically, you know, get you some hookers.
Sir, they're called escorts.
Escorts.
Yeah, they're rental property.
There's two things that are going to happen for sure. Dudes are going to pay for pussy, and bitches are going to sell it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They need websites for these things.
Because they don't have marketable talents, everywhere. And every woman has a pussy. And some guy out there wants to see it.
That's right. Lots of them, and they pay for it. Sometimes just feet. There's weirdos out there, so you never know.
It really is crazy. Like, you know, I think about sometimes, like, man, I could make money selling pictures of my feet. But I would feel so wrong, you know?
Why?
I wouldn't. I might shave, right? I might shave my bitches down and paint them up real nice.
I was going to say, if anybody wanted to see my hobbit toes in a fucking heartbeat, I'd throw some peanut butter on. I'll step in the mud for you, whatever you want.
Oh,
that ain't
my
nothing.
Gosh.
Step on some cantaloupes.
It ain't nothing.
Cake. They like cake. They like when you step in cake.
Fucking A.
I would just feel so, like, wrong. Like, I could not
nope.
Do You're holding it. Out on productive and it's like, income? Nah.
Go get
no,
me.
No, because this, I would just feel violated. Like, you're over here...
Just jacking it.
Yeah, but you don't have to watch them. You don't have to watch them jerk it to your feet. They're doing it on their own. You just send them the pictures, and then you get money, and then you're like, whatever.
You honestly, you can probably just forget about it as soon as you hit the send button.
Absolutely.
I can't
forget
about it. Well,
until the payment comes in.
That's true. Imagine getting screwed over on feet.
Yeah, the payment's got to come first, and then you can forget about it.
But I can't forget about it, because then I'll be spending this money, and I'll be like, damn.
This is my cum money.
This is a nasty motherfucker.
So what? This nasty motherfucker is paying me to see my feet. You're not even seeing the rest of my body. Just my ankles down. You can have them. You can have them anytime.
Right.
I might go get a French tip tomorrow and start taking some feet peeks to help pay for these fines over here.
I was going to say, if you see him coming in fancy footwear next week.
What a boy
got
to do.
He'll be bringing the bank.
Fiend feet.
Fiend feet, we selling them.
We'll make a calendar.
What was really interesting about that fucking thing is, like, even with hoeing, you still got racism.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Racism will never die.
People got preferences.
Forever alive.
Once again, I can't hate, bro. At that point, it's just straight market value. So, man, you pick and choose what you want. But it's kind of funny to see, like white only, and Caucasian. They never say white only. It's like Caucasian only. Or it'll be like no AA, which means no African American.
Or no thug.
Wait,
no,
could there be thug, other...
Only gentlemen. Gentlemen only.
Could there be other African types? African European. Could it be an AE?
No South African.
Any AEs?
Absolutely fucking not. Anybody
you know who they mean.
Anybody after an AA is close to the African.
You know what they mean.
And they're not.
I'm saying AA is the African American. It's not an AE.
You know what
or
they mean.
Or a.
Don't make them break you down
what's
to just
a. What's an AE?
African European.
There are no African Europeans.
The fuck there aren't. There's Africans that live over there that are born and raised over there. Like, there's
no, but African
Africans Europeans, born and European, raised over here.
He's European at that point.
So then why aren't we just American?
Because America's hella fucking racist.
And they just stick to Africa like, to be disrespectful.
No, because actually this is a thing, just really pivoting, just really quick. Like, the people who actually come from Africa, like the people who come from Nigeria or Ghana or whatever the fuck, and they live over here, wouldn't those be African Americans? But correct. Like, people who are like, you know, their fucking family's been in the damn States for the past, I don't know, 100 years, 200 years. Like, why are they not just Americans? Like,
480 why? Years.
Literally, like, so my dad, like, he's Jamaican, like, literally from Jamaica, like, bum came buck here. Lots. He came here as a teenager, but like from my mom's side, they fucking been here, bro. So like, why am I African American when I'm literally not? Like,
they need to get reminded. Well, you're black.
You know why? You know.
I know. I need to remind you
you're black and you're not one of us.
I'm not one. I'm literally from here, bro.
No,
you're not one of
us. You
one of
them African Americans. You one of them Africans
coming from the other side.
You
of
came from someplace else.
I like actually.
We did too, but we got to point out that you did.
Listen, like,
because just shut up, just follow the rule.
That's right. You need to remind you of where you came from, so you can know. We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
We'll take your ass back across the ocean when we go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bad.
But yeah, nah, it's wild.
That is really funny to think that, like, even in the, I mean, it's not surprising, I guess.
Stereotype is, you know, you cheap, might run out.
So as a prostitute, I can't deal with a black man because he's not gonna pay me. I'm gonna get trafficked, if anything. Never mind. I'm risking my life by doing this shit in the first place. Never mind the fact that there's, you know. God bless him.
I think it's the same thing in porn, though. Like, once the white porn star ladies start having sex with black dudes and stuff, it's like a different turn for their career.
Mm. They start getting
less money. Yeah.
But I think kind of flipped. I think it's kind of flipped now.
Is it?
I think it's done and gone reverse. Because now the black dudes are in demand, and the white guys aren't really wanted no more. Because
it's more fetishized now.
Yeah, it's a bigger fetish
now.
You
gotta love those fetishes.
So it's still kind of a lose-lose, but I guess now you...
losing on the upside.
Losing on the upswing, I guess. You don't
that
gotta
is,
be.
That is key, man.
Yeah, if you're gonna lose, you might as well bang all the bitches and make all the money from it. I like it.
You get to be in the cop watch pornos, getting fucked by the BBWA women in the cop uniforms. Like, it's so wild how racist that shit is when you really think about it.
It's actually very disturbing.
It's all in good fun. Somebody's laughing.
Is it fun?
Somebody's laughing.
Somebody's crying right out of their penis. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
There's a lot of tears coming out of everywhere.
Racist tears. Racist cum drops.
Oh, man. But yeah. That's pretty little interesting. A can of worms opened when I opened there. Oh shit, this is very fucking interesting.
My favorite little tidbit about the website is that dudes will put their pictures on there with no fucks given about them.
That is also hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The face is just there, bro.
Like, there's no discretion.
No, it'd be phone number. Like, it'd be like a location. It'd be like Kirkman. Especially like if you put it in the location where you're at, it'd be like available 24/7. Powers drop, like, goddamn. And then you start to see niggas that you may potentially see somebody that you fucking know in that bitch. It's like, wait, what the fuck? Like, you know what? I'm not surprised.
Did people forget that the internet can be used against you? Like, is that a thought that people have just removed from their brains? And thus they do goofy shit like that.
I'm not here to expose nobody, bro. You get it in how you live, man.
No, I just, well, is prostitution, is it or is it not fucking illegal?
So, depends on where you're at.
Because if it's illegal and you're willingly putting your face out here, like actively looking for it, then I don't understand.
Big fool energy.
No. Prostitution might be illegal, but it should be completely legal. Because how is the government, are you going to tell me what I can and cannot do with my vagina? If I want
to
sell it.
Because they don't know how to tax you on it. That's why.
Well, I mean,
that's literally it.
That's exactly why they're not getting their fucking cut.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not that. Selling pussy, hey, and half. I can't get no money. I ain't
getting no money off of that.
No. But morally, they can't tell you to give them money off of selling your own, you know, coochie or peen. So
I'm sure they're working on it.
They're figuring it out. They are in the fucking meeting room at the drawing board, figuring out how do we also make money on this.
How do we get some monies on this?
Because that's really all it comes down to.
Oh, well, all you got to do is what chicks have been doing for a long time, and that's recording it and then just putting it online. And then it's not prostitution anymore. It's porn.
Which
is the exact same thing, but on film for some reason.
The old
but
also movies. They get their
they get if their you
money.
Film it,
they can get their money from porn.
If you film it, yeah. now it's a job.
And yeah. now it's taxable.
It's a job now. I can get paid off of it.
It's the same exact thing.
Get insurance.
Though.
Insurance. You get the insurance.
See, however, if it's not filmed, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Mm. Isn't that fucking wild?
You go to jail.
You'll go to jail.
You go straight to jail. That is a wild loophole if you think about it. Like if the cops were to kick in the door, like, "Hey, this is a sting," it's like, "No, this is a porn set."
Right?
We're actually filming right now.
You're interrupting the. you're costing us money right now, bro. You're gonna have to get in this thing.
We're gonna sue you.
Oh man, you think that's worked before? You think about it, ever attempted that?
If they were smart, they would. Just have a camera set up in the corner at all times, bro. Just have the biggest whorehouse with cameras in the corner.
I mean, I'm sure there are people who do. I think this probably has.
Yeah. Officer, this is a production. This is not what you think it is.
A production.
This is a set.
Quiet on set.
This is the fuck house.
The scene does not call for handcuffs. Put those away.
These women are paid actresses. They have signed contracts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we're done taking a trip to Yikes City.
You just hating.
We are getting off the Yikes bike now.
This is all very female positive. And
no.
Yeah,
no.
100%.
This
these ladies
is the
are choosing,
Fiends Hate Women Part 2.
These ladies are choosing to sell their vagina for money. They're getting sex and they're getting money. What is the problem?
And kind of funny, it's always the fans hate women when we want to point out that women also be doing dumb shit.
I don't want to point it out. I want to point out the freedom that these women have to do what they want with their vagina.
I'm just saying, I was just amazed how open it was on the internet. I thought you'd be a little bit more,
a little bit
harder to find it, is all I'm saying.
We're done. I'm not. No more comments, questions, or concerns. We're done.
I didn't have to download no extra browsers or anything.
That's.
Why are you hating? Stop being hating.
Why are you hating on the
you
women?
You a communist.
Why are you
communist?
Hating on women rights?
Commies.
Stop
you
hating on women
commies.
Rights.
All you right. One of them commies.
Okay, shut the.
You one of them commies, ain't you?
Red Scare Dandy.
Just noticed she didn't say no.
I hope that everybody has a great night. And take care, brush your baby hairs, and wear the cleanest of underwears. Okay, bye!
Oh no, she's trying to kill us now. Her kill switch is...